Stoi dweud yr un mae'n stoi Ywtes Cheswn Tosyn pe ar y Fyrmwysyn am pyn
Oedd y ten finish yna A jetzt morgen alle Chushwetare Jiden This week Parshas Vayayru, the Parsha of Chinuch, Parsha of Avraham Avinu, Ki yedartiv leman esher tzaveh es buna ves baisa achrav v'shomri deich Hashem laset zluk v'mishpat. Avraham Avinu, the big mechanech, leman esher tzaveh es buna ves baisa achrav. So I want to hear the gewaltige word for Rav Chaim Kaufman, z'choy in the bruche. I would expect If the Torah writes, Leman, Esher Tzaveh, Zbuna, Vesbaisa, Acha, Vesholma, Deich Hashem, we should find in the Torah, a poor drushes, poor sichas misa, from Avraham Avinu, Esher Tzaveh, Zbuna, Vesbaisa, Acha, he gave the, at Befoilin, he gave Tzivim, he gave drushes, he commanded his children, where all the commandments, Apsa Seifef, in Devre Misa, Devre Soros, Devre Chsides, that is. We don't find the only discussion we find between Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak are eight words. Padakayde, Hinen Ibni, Hashem, Yireh, Lo, Yasei, Lo, Ibni. Eight words. The only Tzavah, Bumas, Vasachem, that are registered, that are geschrieben in the Torah, that we remember, that are recorded. It's not these, the smallest question. We don't find Tzivir. Eile Maeset, Reb Chaim Kaufman, Seht man von dem, als wie mit Zawe, a child is loved, ach, go with a drusche. But your own way, the way you act, the way a person feeds sich off, the way a person is neuig, that's the biggest civi. Yeah, the biggest civi is the way the oppression the father leaves for a child. He sees the way the father acts, the way the father has bitters to him, the way the father leads his life. That's the biggest civi, nicht commanding. So Chankov related a story. The story, as I'm only given a great convention for the big great doctors in Brussels. Brussels is the middle of Europe. We had in Brussels a great convention for great high doctors. And one of the doctors was a big doctor. He was a Frimayit from America. And he finished the convention a few days. He decided to go into Antwerp. To visit the rabbi, Reb Chaim Kreiswit, become the rabbi, Reb Chaim Kreiswit, of Besen Antwerpen, wanted to go to visit him. So he went to Antwerp, comes to Antwerp, and he came into this Reb Chaim Kreiswit. Reb Chaim Kreiswit asks him, how is it possible you studied in so many universities, and so many, higher education, you had to mix with the freie people, the gorgeous people, he stayed so ehrlich, so frim, how, what kept you so strong? So he said, I'll tell you, our family come from Poland and we traveled with the ship, came to America, came to the new Golden Medina, and they arrived to the shore of America and with their suitcases, and they put down the suitcases, getting late. The father says, but I've got a governor. So he says, our suitcases are here. In the open air, we have no head over our head, no roof over our head. And we're going to freeze in a bed and breakfast, and then we'll dab, and then we'll go dab. No. Mincha comes first. He says these words, Mincha comes first, he can blim in his head, and it was clinging all his life. As jeder sagt, whatever is to the sioinus in the lame, aber Mincha comes first. So that kept him all the way through the whole system of the education that went through the college, the Gedoyma, and through the Goyim, and nevertheless, he always kept frame, because the few words that his father taught him as a small child, Mincha comes first, the example that father, the parents show for the child, that's the man Shitzamas Buddha's Baisa Acha. We find this week, the Torah writes, Avraham Avinu says, V'noichi ufa v'aifa. I'm Ufa, I'm soil, Weife, and ashes. What is the solution of Ufa, Weife? The push pshat is that it's a Una, but the Rashi Le'am Pshat, through Nimrod, through the Maluch, I should have been Ufa, Weife already. It's a wonderful word for the Maya Shapira. Chamai Shapira, the greatest machanach, from Klal Yisrael, built the yeshiva in Chachma Lublin, and Lublin, after, between the two world wars, was a time where Chinuch was poor, and Rabbi Shapir was machanach, made the yeshiva, and the Fayoimi, and all the union of Chinuch, and Rabbi Shapir was zoich in his short life. He said, the gewaltige Chinuch, Ufa va'aifa are examples of two opposite things. Ufa is soil. Soil is something that grows. You put in seeds into soil, and it's the future. Ufa shows us the future. You put in seeds into the ufa, and it begins to grow. So ufa shows a makor of a future. Aifa is ashes. What's aifa? The twin towers. It came in two airplanes. We clapped and among ashes. Ashes shows a uva, a past. See, there was something very big, I'm a lightness, now it's Eifer. So, the Masha Peter, the uva of Eifer, are marammas on the beginning of a small, young person, an elderly person. A young person, a younger Bucher von 18, 19 Jahren, has his whole life in front of him. His ambitions, he thinks, I'm going to be those, I'm going to be Jens. Kei werden der Ruf, kei werden der Roshakul, kei werden der Gewier. He has his future in front of him, as the Ufa. As Meram was of a younger Mensch, who has a future. Eifer, is Meram is an ältere Mensch. He's an alt, he has all his life behind him, and he tells for his eigentlich, you know, I was in the First World War, I fought in the Second World War, I was a Shakur for 50 years, I built this building, I wrote this Talmud Shechivas, it's over. Things that have been already. But Deicha Teva, a young child, an elderly person, haven't got a Sufa Meshetefes, a Sprach, a language together. The alte Seide noch von der old ages fahrt die ganze Technology. In der Inge Bucher weiß schon, man klappt und man quetscht und man quetscht. It's two different cultures. Two different cultures. Can they have a suffer with the Can they speak together? Can they feel together the same feelings? But der hat Teve nicht. But Gashmi ist nicht. Von Neuchi. Aber somebody, was geht immer, von Wien ist der Erich? Auf der Weife. It connects of a wife to be able to have a complete connection. So sitzen our elder side with a ear on ein Tisch to be able to speak the same language and enjoy the same Hisoris and the same Yerushalayim, the same Spirit Tzadikim, and the same Vatoyer on the Pasha Shavir and the same Londres. It should be a Zan Einsprach, which in the Distanz of Verstein. You should feel like one. So Zan, a unity zusammen achtes von der Seite, der Eltern. It's not wo neuchi. Dich von der Brumavini is offer weife, get together. Get connected. It says, Kidativ, Lemama, she yitzave es bunov es beise achov. Yitzave lush me connection. Kima luchov yitzave loch. Zwas, it was a connecting, a zwang, zwas. Zavaloch. Zave, it connects as Buna, as Beisach, why? For Shomre Deich Hashem. If you hear Deich Hashem, it's all science. Le man huvi Hashem alav ruam, nicht. A father, a child, all ein ruam. Beisach ruam loinim, elav ruam. It's all of ruam. It's the tate, the zayde, the einig, that's one. So he says, that's pshat, we find. Malki Tzedek Melech Shulam Huitzi Lechem V'yayin. So here it tells us last week's Sedra that Malki Tzedek Melech Shulam brought out after the Melchuma to Avraham Avinu Lechem V'yayin. What was this idea of bringing Lechem V'yayin? Says Rabbi Shapira, the whole idea of the Melchuma of the kings against Avraham Avinu last week's Sedra, they wanted to catch Loit. And Loit is the eldest idea of Dovid HaMelech. David HaMelech, that's the series of Melech HaMashiach. Loit was Baramas and the ending of the series of Klal Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael had got the series till Mashiach's day. It shows that the continuation of Avinu's Mesoira through Loit, through Mashiach, that's Baramas. They wanted to catch Loit, they wanted to Melchumel Hashem Ba'amulek Midoir Doir. Amula, I can't become a mask in the Hemshech HaDoiris. The Sitra Acha, the Amula, the Yitzhahove, has a fight, the ending of Doir Doir. It should be in the door. Bechir v'gam besilis, ze kainam nehurem. Yehal le'shayim Hashem. So, kenna zara indi v'bechir v'gam besilis, ze kainam nehurem. Tzai, the young age and the old age should be able, to serve Hashem together. Abuna can't take that. They wanted to cut this loit and kill loit. It shouldn't be a future for Klal Yisrael. Abba Avru really fought, and the Medrash says, Mutsuzi do with Avdi, Haicha Mutsuzi says Medrash, Besnoim. And Stoim, through the rescue of Loit, that rescued the Assyrians of Klal Yisrael. And there'll be a continuation of Doiris until Fakedvi Amu, like what we separate, Fakedvi Bechum Hashem Amu, like Yod Al Kai Ska, there'll be a Kisakumid, there'll be a Hashem, forever. So Kimtzi Ayin Shaim, Atlas Bechum and Hoitzi Leichem Viyaye. Like we say, Ufa Ve'aifa correspond the young and old. Leichem, the fresher the better. Yayin, the older the better. So Leichem corresponds to the inner of a younger man, who's fresh, like fresh, warm bread, the fresher the better. And Yayin, Das, the Kaidim, Neuchamani. Why Das, the Kaidim, Neuchamani? Why do old people enjoy wine? Alter Mensch, Flacht, Secure, he feels the old. Oh, bring him van. The older the better. Oh, he feels happy. Why? Because Yayin is an example of the older the better. Yayin is Das, the Kaidim, Neuchamani. It makes a person, the old person, happy. Because you see, the wine is good. It's a guy, the older is better. So I'm also saying, I'm also okay. So Leichem v'yayin is Meram, is the same in his Ufa v'aifa. Shaim, after the Melchume, after the Melchume was Matzliach, to rescue Loit, and to make a scene for Klal Yisrael, then Shaim came and brought about Leichem v'yayin, to show that Baruch Hashem, you were zoich to have any of the acts of Leichem v'yayin. The Medrash says, Matbaya shel Avraham Avinu. What was the code of Avraham Avinu? Zuken is a kainer with tzadeichot. One side had a picture of a zuken is a kainer, elderly people. The buchem besinim tachayne, young people. The coin of Avini was to connect the old dog and the new dog. That's the schiz of being able to be in deicha teure, deicha rum Avini. To be by achna doiris. See, by one table we sit together, the zayde and the ayrikl by a zayde, the zayde and the ayrikl have the same sheifa, the same mahalach, no doch teure. If you go and look in Gashmias, it's completely different cultures. The ingeman tracht from the use, the future, and the alte mensch tracht from the uva. And nowadays is the future, but the uva is two worlds. I remember walking with my zayde in the street once, that's when my zayde, my father's father. You remember my zayde, yeah? Walking in the street, Leicester Road. Start walking the street. And he says, psh, psh. He says, what's his side? What's this? I'm just thinking. In our shtetl, not in the heim, the streets was quiet. Nowadays, the row of the cars. He was walking the street, and he was at the man, the old streets in Jikiv. In Jikiv in Poland, that gang out, the poor fed and wagon, the poor horse and wagon. It was quiet, it was ruined. Nowadays, the cars are making noises. This is the end of a car, a wagon. Was it a hand? Our over, but the hand to the generations. It's two andere sprachen, different two languages. I think if we would hear, if we put our life back 20 years and hear today's language of today's technology, what are we speaking about? Oh, the modern language. It's zwei Sachen. That was then. It's ein teure. It's one mitzvah. Do I, the Matbash of Rumavini connects the Zucker and the Kainer Buch and Basile. We find the Medrash, this week's Sedra. This is what we said. The Medrash is passed Yisroi. And Bashas, the Eibush, he gave the Torah for the Klal Yisroel. The Meluchim said, "Nu hoy tchol Hashemoyim." They felt the Torah belongs in heaven. It belongs in this world. So the Medrash says they wanted to be. They wanted to chap up Moshe Rabbeinu. Bichshim lachshus lefkoy b'Moshe. Usamak mishpur klaster shapunav shemoshe doim alav ruam. He changed the face of Moshe Rabbeinu like Ravili. Not ashamed. How can he chap him, Moshe Rabbeinu? He changed his face to Ravini. This is the person who gave it to eat. How can he chap him? So mask him and gave it teure. Appeal the Medrash. The Meluchim was tam, but the English. The Meluchim understood that teure belongs in Shemayim. We've got this famous word from the Chedu. Chedu says, as a Meluchim choy shemishpot. To a luche from Bar Metzre. As somebody has a house next to him, so he has the right to be the first coiner. Somebody else wants to buy the house. No, the Bar Metzre has got the right to say, I want to buy this house. And he has to sell it to the Bar Metzre. Melach HaShuras, they were Shalin Shemayim, and they were near to the Torah, and they've gotten it, the Torah belongs to them. So, you're not ashamed. You went up from Avini, he gave you a meal, and you go to Chaperim now? Because they ate a meal once from Avini, they showed us Bar Metzger. What do I mean, Tana is those? They have the real Tana. The Torah belongs to them. What's the chief? What's the Tana? I live, it's a small Tana. How can you be ashamed? How can you be revised? Gave it to you once. My name is. Was the pshat. The Bnei Sosra writes, what's the chief? What's the answer? If they tell the Bar Metzger, the Malach Luchim say that we all buy Metzger, the Torah belongs to us, what's taking the chief? Why taking the lead and get the Torah? The Luch is the Chosh Mishpot, we find that if the seller will lose by selling the house to his neighbor, there's no need. The whole Luch of a Metzger is only if he won't lose, but supposing his neighbor wants to give him a small price, and somebody else gives him a Gewaltig, a big price, it's a Shmachir to lose out because of a Metzger. If both want to give the same price, then a Metzger comes first. The Torah has got a pshat, and there's a sot. Every mitzvah of the Torah can be miskayim al pi sot, and al pi pshat. The maluchim over in the Himmel haven't got a lilev, they haven't got an esrik, they haven't got a machel to make a bruch on an esenwagen on a machel. They haven't kind the whole Torah b'deich sot. In the Shemayim, all the mitzvahs have got v'shidene soides. Hashem will lose out. If Hashem will give the Torah for the Malach HaShuras, he'll only have the pshat of the Torah al pisod. The Torah will only be kept al pisod. If Hashem gives the Torah on this world, the Yidin of Makam of Mitzvahs, even in Gashmias, this is a new concept, Hashem will lose out, says the B'nai Sosra. And that's the reason why the Maluchim couldn't tell the Bar Metzvah, because Hashem's book shouldn't lose the Torah al pshat. That's pshat. The Malach HaShuras wanted to say al Torah. So he said to him, do you remember you came down to Avraham Avinu and he gave you to eat Achnusas Ochim? Can you become Achnusas Ochim? Can you do mitzvahs begashmias? That's the tshuva. Are you not ashamed? How can you tell you want to have the Torah? Do you not remember that you came down to Avraham Avinu and you ate the seed of him, which shows us that the Yidin on this one can be become the Torah, even in Yura Gashmias with Achille Veshtia, and you can't do that. Maile, be ashamed. How can you tell about mitzvah? That was the tshuva. Even deeper pshat. The Malach HaShuras said, they had experience. What was their experience? The Torah writes in the end of Parshas Bereishis that the Maluchim Vayiri B'nai Olehim Es B'noi Su'uretz, and they sinned. Who are these B'nai Maluchim? Who were B'nai Olehim? And Nephilim Hoi B'uretz. Who are the Nephilim who sinned by Dor HaMavu? Says Rashi in the Medrash. Maluchim. The Maluchim was sent down from the Eibishter of this world, and they came into the Gashmistic world, and they became this Gashim, and they fell down, they fell from the Madraige. So the Maluchim had the experience that a person comes into this world, the Gashmias can be going in the person to sin. He said to the Eibishter, how can you go and give the Torah to Yidin? The Yidin are living on this Olam HaTachton, full of Nisyonis, and we have experience that we came down this world. We couldn't resist the temptations, and we sinned, like the Ramabu. So how can you give the Torah Shemayim? The Torah has to stay in Shemayim. The Torah can't be given down this world, because this world is it's a difficult world of the Nisyonis. They won't be able to be kind of the Torah. The Nisyonis will overcome them. What's the Emes to tell us on that? We find, the Eibush to bring back his Bechoyres, we say in the Torah, Ani Hashem, we say in the Avaguda, Ani Yer Malach, Nim Le Ashliach. Hashem himself went to Mitzrayim. Why? Says the Riyah Kudush, Mitzrayim was so megishim, even a malach would have been miscalculated in Mitzrayim, only Hashem himself could go to Mitzrayim. Or Beklal Yisrael, who were in Mitzrayim, and they still served Hashem, they still were with Nizam, Shleshini Shmam, Levisham, Shleshini Shmam, Leshoinim, Mabisham. So Mitzrayim shows that Yidin are bigger than Maluchim. Maluchim are not able to come down to Mitzrayim because they become Megishim. But Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim shows that we're behind the Maluchim. That's why we start the Torah, Noichi Hashem Lichim Asher Sichu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. All the Rishonim ask, Noichi Hashem Lichim Asher Sichu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's why it says, Noichi Hashem Lichim Asher Sichu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Noichi Hashem Lichim Asher Sichu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Fregt alle Rishonim Asher Sichu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I'm Hashem who took out Mitzrayim. I'm Hashem who created the world. Aber Lord dem Zayit. The Chayim Meluchim say the Torah belongs to Shemayim. Why? Because in this world it's impossible to become a Torah. For Uriah, we came down this world. We became Rishuim. Oh, but have a look. You could go to Mitzrayim. It was two magishim. Aber Yidin could be in Mitzrayim. Unoichi Hashem Elikeichu. I'm your God. Why? I'm a look of say it belongs to them. Look of say they're very scared. Oh, as a sikhum eretz Mitzrayim. You are Mitzrayim and they weren't the Mitzrayim. They couldn't be the Mitzrayim. Only you can be Mitzrayim. Why couldn't they go to Mitzrayim? It was too mekilkel. It would have become a magician. I took you out, not Malochim. That proves that we're bringing the Malochim. That's Pshat. Malochashugur said, how is it possible to be in this world? Are you not ashamed? Do you not see? You went down to the Ravina and you saw his house, you saw his condition. How can you say that the Torah belongs to Shemayim? Why? Because this world is too being serious. Are you not ashamed? Do you not remember that you came down on this world of Ravina and you saw his house, his condition? A Malach can't exist in this world. A Ravina amongst all the Goyim, amongst all the idols. But yet the Aishel, he made a heilige house and he was able to be living in the serious. That was the Chiva. They tell that Yidin can't be in the sky. We're all descendants of Rumavini who have the same middah. That in Mitzrayim, amongst the Mishyoinis, we're possible to build a Besmedrish, build a Yiddish house, be to Aishel. And even more than that, we find, the Medrash says, the Pusik says, when they came, They were above him. Three people, three Malochim, the Tzum Ulam, the Malochim Ahaya. Then, the Yuritz Lekrusam, they became the same. And then, the Yoim and Alayim. But the Malach Ashuas came from Shemayim. They felt they're bigger. The Tzum Ulam, they're higher with Raige. Then, all of a sudden, Rumina started to become Kusachim, the Yuritz Lekrusam, they became equal. And then the Umad Alayim Vayachaili, when they ate Umad Alayim, they were high, Rumi was higher. Because when it comes to Avoidus Achila, Avomini is even higher. Avomini is a bigger Madraiger. They have Nisyonis, Avomini is higher than them. That's why on Friday night we say, Shulam Alaychem, Malach Ashuras, Malach Elyon. We greet the Maluchim. Then we say, Tzayischem Lashulam. Many Forshim ask, why Tzayischem Lashulam? The Shin of Aruv didn't say that Tzayischem L'shulam. It says, Shulam Aleichem, Bayachem L'shulam, Bochim L'shulam. Full stop. Tzayischem L'shulam. As the Chlus is all, Gags in Tait. As he read me, Tzayischem Amalach. Tzayischem says, nein. The Meluchim come into our house. We greet them. We ask them for Bruchas. Then we say, Tzayischem L'shulam, sorry. I don't want to shame you. Now we're going to make Kiddush al Yayin. We're going to eat challah with fish. You have no connection. You'll be ashamed. Please leave the house. I don't want to shame you. Forget us, Kimtze. Avoid us, Achille. You know higher than Malochim. You know bigger than Malochim. Forget. We don't want to despise you. Why? The Malach sits in Dorten. Er kann nicht essen. Kannst du machen Kiddisch? Kannst du machen Kamoizzi? Kannst du essen Fisch? Kein Fleisch? Kein Kompott? In Inskim, man kam so ein Oinig Shabbos. Es zeigt sich in der Schule. Bin ich verschämt mit dem Malochim. Bin ich vergessen mit Malochim. The famous kasha that many achoyim ask. The Gemara says in Bechoyres that there was a havamin and the milk should be usa als ayvim menachai. It comes from a labor to give a high. Milk comes from a cow. The Gemara Bechoyres had a havamin as milk should be usa als ayvim menachai. Oh, but the Torah said to eret zuvas chulim et vash. So the Torah was megala that although milk is a suah should be ayvim menachai, Torah was matter. Frig many achoinem, Rabbi Yonason, andere achoinem, lechoire, that's only after Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, it was given a heter of milk for Yidin. Aber lechoire, a goy is also with seven ayvim achai, it's one of the shevets tanoich, and he hasn't got a heter. Would there be an issue to give milk for a goy? The master we see, after Ravina gave milk to the Arabs, he thought they were Arabs. How could he give ayvim achai? Since the Torah was not for Yidin, Goyim can't be more severe than Yidin. He committed, but by Yidin's mitzvah, Before Matan Torah, there had been the chedesh of the heter of milk. How is it possible, in the Rishonim, the Kasher, in Achoinim, how is it possible to give the milk for the three Arabs? It's Ayim and Achai. Zug dich some Seufer. Eilem, I already had this koir of Torah, since after Matan Torah is matter the milk, but my Avram Avinu have this heter. Frank from Soifer, all very well from Avinu himself, not the Arabs. The Teretz is, a person who came into the house of Avram Avinu got the Kiddush of Avram Avinu even the killer. Avram Avinu's house was so heilig, it was Mamshech, even the Arabs who came to his house, they had the head of Matan Torah. Why? Because the house of Avram Avinu had such a gewaltige atmosphere, the Kiddush. Whoever came into his house had the Koyer of the Torah even the killer. That was a pshat. Luchim said, Torah has to be in Shemayim. Why? They were scared in this world. It's very, very difficult to keep the Torah. Are you not ashamed? You went down to this world and you drank milk. How can you drink milk? It's Ayim Menachai. You came to the house of Avraham Avinu. Very well, Avraham Avinu kept the Torah. But not you. No. Avraham Avinu's house was so heilig. It was Mamshach Kedushas HaTorah, even for the Arabs. Oh, so why are you scared? What are you scared? The Yid will have with the Knesias, with the Madrushas, Heilige Hase. And these houses will be like a safeguard for the Yid to have the Kedushas HaTorah, even in the Gashmistic world. As a Chassidish word, in the Noyim Megudim. We know the Kabbalah bring down a person wants to do tshiva. A person has sinned, wants to do tshiva. It's in of tshiva samishkel, which means you have the hanua from a psa'avaira, you have to fast so many fasts, so many days, to be mechap on the virus. That was once upon a time, generations that, years ago, he used to practice tanaisim to be mechap on the virus. But later Tzadikim saw that there's no Indian of Mehi Tanaisim. Why? People have got koyach. A person has a tarnis, he can't daven, he can't learn. Even more than that, the person makes a tarnis, he becomes a malgava. I fast, I become a malgava. The whole idea of a tarnis is to make a person nichna, bachnua. If a person fasts the better malgava, what's the whole deal? What's the Indian of a tarnis? So Tzadikim said, no Tanaisim. But after Machapazan. So the Farshim say, the Svurim right. The Gemara says, Hamaver al midoysov mavir lo yakol pshuav. If somebody is mevayish you, is mevazer you, and the normal nature would be to answer back, and to fight back, and to become in chaos, and a person is moichel, which is not easy, but it's a gewaltige skille. When a person knows that by being mavar al midoysov, he's zoiche to have kpuz avoynes, then it gives him a chayshik. The Noach Mutzachayim be'ayna Hashem is a famous word from the Charaidim. Why was Noach Mutzachayim? Because Noach Zosias Chayim, La'nuv Mitn Chayim, because he was never bekas. He never became into kas. Because David got to become a chayim. Because he was Noach. He was easy to people. Noach, he was easygoing. He was moichel. But Noach, that's a Mutzachayim. A person who was easygoing gets chayim. So a person who's easygoing is moichel. So that's the Eitzah. Nowadays we can't fast. I'm not going to fast. But to be mekabel, b'zioynes, b'ahava. Mama b'doysov, if somebody in shul says a psavot, which doesn't, I don't like, or maybe the wife sometimes says by mistake a psavot, which makes you into chaos. And you moichel, b'yakob shuav. It's like a Thomas. Tach v'deim d'noyim agudim. V'ekru pas lechem. V'sadi libchem. You're not to eat. Don't fast. Why? Achatavoyri, since you're Mavar Medoysov, Achatavoyri, since you're Mekar Mavar Medoysov, Meile, you're Mavar Medoysov, but you're the person is Mavar Medoysov, darf nicht fasten. The Chidda writes that the person is Mechir so many Tanaisim, or is Mekabel, is Yoynes, is Mavar Medoysov, that's like Tanaisim. They say a word for the Pachat Yitzchak from Bian, for the Gewaltige Voice. Once upon a time, people used to make different segufim, the mushel. They used to fast. They used to go into very cold mikvus, to go to the mikveh, to the river, and break the ice, and go into freezing cold mikveh with a sigif. Or they used to make gilgil shalek, tzadikim make gilgil shalek. They used to make somersaults on the shalek, tzadikim, to be a sag of the gif. Nowadays, no tanaisim, no segifim, no kalta mikvus, avarim mikveh buchashem, and no gilgil shalek. I'm dafta mechum kamus avoynus. So he says zoy. Why? There's no segifim for two reasons. One reason because we're not healthy enough. Not healthy enough to make the only segifim. Second of all, the whole idea is to come back. No, we'll become balgavas gushkafti. But supposing somebody once comes to the mikveh one day, yeah, and the mikveh is cold. The gabba of the mikveh forgot to make the mikveh warm. So he comes in. Who's the gabba? How you talking about? Be the kabba behava. If Ben Hashemayim Hashem made the cold mikveh, be the kabba behava. Hashem knows it won't affect your health. And by going to the mikveh, it's a shemayim kabal gabba, because the mikveh was cold against your will. Or you come home, and supper isn't ready. So what normally the person acts like, the way he acts, is hungry, no. Supper isn't ready. I'm fasting now, a few hours, I'm being quiet. Hashem knows it won't affect your health. And Kabbal Gavas and Shemen. Or he goes and he's riding on his bike, and he gets a fall down into the Sheileg and makes guilty Sheileg. Rav Shemai, oh, you guys, stop shouting, why didn't you do this? It's such talus, the Eibish talus on his friend. Hashem was masmin a Gilgul Sheileg. Hashem knows it won't affect your health. Kabbal Gavas and Shemen. So being Mekabel, the Matzav HaChayim, sometimes is difficult. But if it comes by Shet and the Eibishter, Shverim Atzovim, then Mekabel Bahama, that's the Mukim Sagifim. Vech is Pasleichem, Vesadi Lipchem, Mekum Gesind, and Essen and Trinken. Why? Achat Avoyri, because you're Mavar Medoisov. So you're Mekayim, Sagifim, through Mavar Medoisov, with your friend, Mavar Medoisov, with the Eibishter, Mekabel Bahama, Vech is Alla Kapuris, Kemishvom, Sadi Lipchem. A freilich is Shabbos Koidish. Hey, hi, 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 hi